and it's Hello World. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Hungry House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning. My man Disa with Toby Matt opens our show. And on today is a very special Top of the Morning Women's History Month celebration.
To your Disa, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Wake up to a brand new day, morning, morning,
serious.
Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, on today, we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You are not a man that you should lie. We are standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We are standing with our loins girt about with truth. We are standing on our testimonies and having an altar stand with standing, for your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. Lord Jesus, we give you all the glory and all the honor as we stand. We count it an honor and a privilege to stand. We touch and agree with our brothers and our sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness, prayerlessness, and carnality among the saints. I loose commitment to the ways of God. I loose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I bind hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, gossiping, anger, bitterness, and rage, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy every manifestation of the Jezebel spirit. The blood of Jesus comes against this spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus against every attack of every pastor. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warm, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire, but we're coming out as gold. For you alone knows the way that we take. On this day, we confess that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. But we will trust in you and not lean to our understanding. Lead us to the way everlasting, for your ways are higher than our ways. And Lord, we thank you for this. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, grant our petition, for we know that there's nothing too hard for you. We are seeking the kingdom of God first. Help us to delight in you, so that our desires become your desires. Order our steps and take over our plans. I declare that my time and my seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Issachar anointed that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in the spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me, and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set times of favor. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to train and to activate our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desired to impart spiritual gifts so that others would be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we declare on today that we will walk in the Spirit, be led by your Spirit, and produce much fruit of the Spirit because we abide in you and live in the Spirit. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask and think according unto God, Shandalaba, to the power that worketh in us. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into the harvest. Answer the prayers of your people. Help us to recognize your answers when they arrive to us. Keep us in your place, God, in that secret place, God. We've been so careful to give your name the praise. We give you thanks for this, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer moment, Dr. Faye Maureen.
I don't know why Jesus.